Hey, is this Brody?
It is, man. Is this Jameson?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Man, it's going. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm all good. No complaints here.
So, you got a big concert coming up at the beach. You're going to be at Kingston Plantation. You're going to be performing at the 2023 Summer Kickoff Bash at Currents Seaside Entertainment. That's coming up very quickly, Saturday, June 3rd. It's going to be a really cool event, too. Lauren Elena is also going to be performing. Is this your first time performing at the beach?
You know what? No, we've played. I've played on a beach before. It might be my first time at on the beach in Myrtle Beach. So that'll be fun.
What does it mean to you to be able to perform here in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, I mean, every time I've been to Myrtle Beach, it has been a blast. And so, I mean, it's hard to beat some country music on the beach, you know, Saturday night. It'll be, it's hard to beat. That'll be a good time, you know?
Do you get to come in a little bit earlier? Do you get to spend some time on the Grand Strand? Or is it just you're in on Saturday, you're performing and you're bouncing? Or do you got some downtime here at the beach?
You know, I think we are kind of in and out that day, unfortunately. But next time, I need to plan to stay a few days just to get some beach time in, you know?
No, I feel you. I was going to give you some advice, like some go-kart tracks to hit up, maybe some putt-putt courses.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can do that during the day.
I mean, you could do that. You could hit up the golf course. You could do some putt-putting. Heck, you've even got the beach as your backdrop. So, I mean, you can even go spend a beach day if you were. I mean, for me, when I go to the beach, I'm there for maybe an hour and then I'm done. I can't deal with the sand and the sun. Are you an all-day beacher, or are you just let's pack it up after an hour and let's go back to the hotel?
You know what? I am an all-day beacher, but I will admit I can only do I usually go to the beach every summer, and after about day three, I've kind of had enough. I can't sit there and not. This I'm gonna sound like an alcoholic, but I just can't sit on the beach and if I don't have a beverage, it's hard for me to sit at the beach all day.
Plus the sun. Yeah, I mean, you got to have something to cool you off. Go jump in the water,
right,
too. Let's talk music for a second. I know you've got the two really massive singles with Some Girls and Cold Beer Calling My Name with Luke Combs, both number one,
yeah,
which is really cool. What has that journey been like for you?
Man, it's been a crazy journey, to say the least. You know, I moved to Nashville in 2010, and, you know, when Some Girls was kind of taken off, this thing called a pandemic came upon us. And so it was weird having to sit at home while that song went up the charts. But we made up for it with Cold Beer. And man, both songs were, you know, life changing. And so it's been cool being friends with Luke for so long and kind of watching his rocket rise and then him throwing me a bone and singing on Cold Beer Calling My Name with me. And we're just trying to soak it up and enjoy the ride, you know?
Speaking of Luke Combs and going back to your day at the beach with lots of beers, I've got it written down in my notes. I wanted to ask you about the time Luke got you drunk on stage at a show. How does that even happen?
Oh, man, it was the end of tour Pranks. Right. So I'd been out with him all spring. And so it was the second to last show of the tour. We didn't want to do the end of tour Pranks at Red Rocks the next night. And so we were in Omaha, Nebraska. And I was kind of nervous. Like it was my first huge tour.
Okay.
This was in 2019. So it was my first big tour. I had heard, you know, I knew that that was kind of the protocol for people to do end of tour Pranks. Right. And so me and the guys took like two or three shots before we went on stage just so we would be
calm the nerves.
Kind of loose. Yeah, calm the nerves and ready for whatever they threw at us. And so we get up there, play the first song, and here they come with a shot after the first song. And so I was like, oh, that's going to be nothing, dude. That's one shot. That's easy.
Yeah.
And so we play the second song. And after the second song, here they come again. And then it dawned on me that they're about to come out here after every song and bring a shot.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, I'm already three shots in.
How long was your set that night?
And so it was 30 minutes. So I took, I think I took like 11 shots in 30 minutes. And yeah, it wasn't, the next day wasn't too fun, to say the least.
That's that type of night where you're sleeping with one leg off the bed so it would stop spinning, right?
Exactly. Man. Exactly.
Well, we're excited for you to be here at the beach. Jameson Rogers, who I'm talking with, is going to be at Kingston Plantation, the 2023 Summer Kickoff Bash at current Seaside of Entertainment. Saturday, June 3rd, tickets are still available at kingstonresorts.com. What do you think people will be most excited about for the concert? I don't know if there's going to be shots after every song, but what can they be excited for?
Oh, man. Well, like I said earlier, we're going to be on the beach. It's going to be some country music. We're going to play some new stuff. We're going to play some songs that people may not have realized that I've written for other people. And we're going to play some rock and roll. And so it'll be a mixture of all of that and maybe a shot or two, you know?
Well, hopefully it's not a one after every song like you were talking about. Man, we're really excited to see you Saturday, June 3rd, Kingston Plantation, the 2023 Summer Kickoff Bash at current Seaside Entertainment. Again, tickets are still available at kingstonresorts.com. And Jameson, it's been good talking with you, man. We can't wait to see you on the 3rd.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for having me and looking forward to seeing y'all.